Well, thank you for that introduction and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guests are Mr. Bob McGuire and Mr. Paul Nasalek. They are the Vice President of Logistics and Logistics Manager for Alpha Baking Company. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for having us today. Thank you very much.
Well, tell our listeners, what is Alpha Baking and what do you do?
Alpha Baking Company is a wholesale and retail bakery in Chicago. We service the Midwest. We have 6 bakeries, 19 distribution facilities. We service everything from fast food restaurants to schools to retail outlets.
So I know Alpha Baking has been a longtime member of South Shore Clean Cities, and you were an early adopter of alternative fuels. Can you tell our listeners about why you decided to go that route and how you got started?
Yeah, it's been a case study that goes back some 15 years, 16 years, and we really got involved in this when the price of fuel hit $2 a gallon, and we thought, you know, we should really start to take a look at something. At that time, the issue was that there weren't programs out there that were sustainable for private fleets. So, but we've been doing this because we thought it would be a good strategy to look and have a fleet that utilized different sources of energy, mm-hmm. just not relying upon whether it be gasoline or diesel. So it was really more of a strategic direction we decided to take in terms of trying to, at that point, start to pursue a fleet that was a blend of different energies.
Sure. I know you now have electric delivery trucks in your fleet, and so what has been the reaction of those from your drivers and your customers?
Yeah, that's a great question. The today's consumer has raised the bar on the companies that they pursue, that they choose to purchase their goods and services. It's a given that today your products, your services are going to meet the consumer's requirements. Mm-hmm. The products are going to be good and they're going to be good for you. But today's consumer is more sophisticated. Today's consumer wants to feel good about the companies that they do business, that they purchase their goods and their services from. They want to work with companies that have a moral and an ethical and an environmental conscious.
Sure.
And so the response to us has been very good, because that's what Alpha Baking, when you see our trucks and you see the alternative energy vehicles, that's just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. When consumers see that, they realize that we're a company that really does try to hit the mark, hit the need in terms of fulfilling what today's consumer is looking for, and that's working with purchasing their goods and services from companies that have that social, moral, or ethical conscious, environmental conscious, and that's what they when they see that, I think that they can feel good about the items that Alpha Baking offers.
Sure. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today our guests are Mr. Bob McGuire and Mr. Paul Nasalek, Vice President of Logistics and Logistics Manager for Alpha Baking Company. So we know you've been able to achieve environmental success in terms of emission reductions by greening your fleet, but you also had some cost savings as a result. Can you tell our listeners why this makes good economic sense for Alpha Baking as well?
Hey, Carl?
Yep.
It's the right thing to do. For one, on our electric fleet, we discovered that it's costing us about 6 cents a mile to run with clean energy on electric versus 34 cents a mile on diesel. The trucks are also, they cost less to maintain. We don't have the deal with the oil changes and all that stuff that goes with a diesel-burning engine.
Sure.
The other cost savings is the delivery to our customers. We're now able to make deliveries earlier to schools in the neighborhoods that had noise pollution ordinances than before, so our drivers are spending less time on the street and able to make more deliveries.
That's wonderful. And so what would you say to a company considering implementing sustainable transportation practices? And so what are some of the lessons you've learned going through this process also?
Well, we would recommend that to anyone that's looking for this is to match the alternative energy potential solution to a specific application. And there's pros and there's cons to all the different alternative energy options today. Mm-hmm. And I would say that one needs to do their homework and try to to what exactly is going to be the application, their operation. And, you know, the second thing I would say is, you know, in today's world, one of the things, it's become a little bit easier to appreciate the savings, the cost savings today, because, again, once again, we see the price of fuel rising and rising significantly. And so all of a sudden now we've become kind of, it's become a very good decision again. You know, we all got a little bit lax there when the price of fuel was 225, 230. We were starting to say, you know, it's not too bad again. But now all of a sudden we see price on the rise again, and all of a sudden, you know, the savings has become nice again. But I would say that the key to anybody would be just make sure that, you know, you fully understand the application in which you're basically trying to match your potential sources of energy.
Sure. We really appreciate all the great work that Alpha has been doing over the years with alternative energy. And so how can people learn more about Alpha Baking?
Well, go to our website. That's a great place to start. You know, most people don't know us by our name, but we are the proud manufacturers of the Marianne and the Rosen brands, and we service many of the customers that you basically enjoy their goods, retail and along with your favorite restaurants, many of them in the Chicago Northwest Indiana area. But you'll see our trucks. We have some 300 trucks on the street every day in the Midwest, making deliveries hopefully to your favorite restaurants.
Congratulations on all the great work. We look forward to having you on upcoming shows, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Bob McGuire and Mr. Paul Nasalik, Vice President of Logistics and Logistics Manager for Alpha Baking. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Have a green week, and thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.